Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tyler, you got a little, hey, there it is. There it is. It's the Astros. Joe was forced to have to go get his closer, but they did win this game 11-5.
Ain't that that?
There it is. And you know what that means, Luke. Tyler needs two more wins. Tyler needs two more wins for his season win total bet to come through. He needs it bad. He needs two out of three in these last three games against the Red Sox. I'm sorry, against the Angels. The Tigers are playing the Red Sox against the Angels. They have now climbed to a half-game lead of the Tigers as they are facing a collapse themselves right now. They've lost nine in a row. So the Astros a half game out. If the Tigers lose, they will have the same record. Remember, though, the Astros need to finish above the Tigers because the Tigers have the tiebreaker right now. Framber Valdez, we'll get to him a little bit more here in a bit, but he had a fantastic outing. If this is his last start with the Astros, he went out the way that he pitched, I would say, the majority of the time, even though he frustrated the hell out of people. Framber Valdez goes out. The first thing he did was a selfless act of understanding his team needed a spark, so then he took them fake dreads out of his hair. But then he came out and goes 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, 1 run over those 7 innings, and he was fantastic today. And it was just, hey, fellas, you were not losing today. Jump on my back. And then, of course, they scored 11 runs as well. So a huge performance from Framber Valdez today, what may be his final start as a Houston Astro. Before we get to him, Luke, coming up behind us, remember Texans All Access. The Hall of Famer will be there to preview the Texans and the Titans game. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. And then after they get done, 7 o'clock, Thursday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One, the Arizona Cardinals will be hosting the Seattle Seahawks in an NFC West battle of two teams with winning records. So that'll be one to watch. And then T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a bit. But getting back to Framber Valdez, Luke Morrow, who has been in great today for Clint. Luke, if this is his last start, which I think it will be, unless the Astros go on a playoff or get into a run and they get into the playoffs, because I just don't see them re-signing and bringing him back. I'd be surprised on that. It is weird, man. He has been a great player for this team since he's been here. And I've said this, and I said it earlier, and I think Yordan Alvarez is the only player for the Houston Astros since Framber Valdez has been here that has consistently been better at their job than Framber has. If you go look at it, man, this guy's got 4 or 5 top 10 Cy Young finishes. He has been consistent in a way, even though you don't think of him as that. But every year, you know, this guy's going to be around 200 innings. This, if this is his final start, he's up above 190 this year. 200 innings, high strikeouts, and he's going to be there for 30-plus starts. And he's going to have an ERA anywhere from 2.5 to under 4, right? So, like, that is what he has been. And still with that, Luke, he has been, I would say, a big-game pitcher. Now, he's had some big duds in the postseason, too. But he's had big starts and big-game pitchers. And he's come up big in big moments. Who will forget that game five that he had in Boston when they needed him, and he goes 8 innings and shut him down, his whole run in 22. But still within that, helping them win a championship, going to another, being what I just said, it seems like he has a weird legacy. And he has a legacy that I don't know if Astros fans look at him in a positive light the way his resume reads.
I'm with you. I agree. It's all based off of really the last, 2 to 3 months.
Oh, that's ridiculous
funny.
If that is what it is. Man,
I think that's what it is. I don't think we're having this conversation back in May this year. You know, yeah. Even though we all expected him to be on his way out, and I think there was some, I don't know, I guess bittersweetness with that of him leaving, no extension, Astros not willing to pay for him, we're not going to get anything for him.
You think that affected him?
I think so. I think so. I don't know how much, but I think to at least a certain extent, the idea of no contract extension and, you know, like just no future in Houston, playing out the string this year, pitching this season, and then going to see what's in the open market. And I said earlier, and this might be ridiculous, but maybe it's just a coincidence, but that's when the slide began, was at the trade deadline, when you can make a case that, hey, you know, if you're the Astros, like you're just going to let them walk this offseason. Maybe you trade them now and get something for them. And then
might have helped him.
Yeah. And when that came and went, and he's like, all right, I'm here for the next couple months, and then whatever free agency brings.
Yeah.
He's been, prior to today, he had been terrible. 7 ERA, and they'd won one of his 11 starts. And then he showed up and pitched great today without the hair. So maybe just a coincidence, but that happened at the trade deadline. So, yeah, I think that's all been part of it. I mean, he pitched really well to start the year, so I can't say it was a problem for him all year, and it might not have played a big role, but... But I think all players don't like that uncertainty or don't like the team being willing to commit to them. And I think just simply based off of the last 2 to 3 months, I think he knocked himself down a few pegs in the eyes of a lot of Astro fans, not just with the way he pitched, but all the other stuff that came with it, the dramatics throughout this season, with the whole catcher situation, whether you believe it's intentional or not.
How he handled his frustrations with
the defensive alignment and backing up home and calling out people, you know, in the post game and such. So yeah, I think a lot of people have turned on him based off of how he's carried himself on and off the field here throughout this season.
I hope time helps with Astros fans, because, I mean, you don't win a championship without him. The 1-22, like there was nobody else that you wanted on the mound. Nobody else that you wanted on the mound that year. You don't win a championship there. Like Verlander was struggling. You know, Lance was coming back from injury and on his way to injury. Like
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He was your money guy. And, I mean, again, like, his claim to me, the fame was, 26 straight starts of quality starts, which was insane. Mm-hmm. Like, that just sounds crazy to even think it's doable. I hope time helps Framber Valdez. That is his second win since July 22nd today. Good guy. Yeah,
By the way, 2 months.
Tyler got on the horse today, baby. The Astros came through. He had been staying away from the Astros on bets. He wasn't even opening up their lines at the day. He's back, baby.
It's true.
I saw him. He had money on Framber on them strikeouts and made some other money. Let's do it now, then. Let's head to it. As T-Mill last night, baby, he went 3-for-4 last night and then got 75%. In the green, so that's a big, big day for him. As he's rolling, so you might want to listen to him. Let's get those best bets. What you got tonight?
Damn right. We are moving in the right direction, and NFL has been a specialty of sorts thus far, 3 weeks in. That's probably where we found our most success here lately. Been killing the NFL bets. Here are your five best bets for tonight as the Seahawks are taking on the Cardinals in Arizona. First, I got Seattle money line. Seattle Seahawks to win this game outright. I got the odds at minus 130. If they're going to do that, the Seahawks are going to need to score some points. So I'm on the Seahawks team total over 21.5 points tonight for the Seattle Seahawks against the Cardinals. And then these last three, they're all player props. I'll give them to you real quick, and then we can talk about it. Kyler Murray, that little baby back. You know what? I'll not stand this guy.
He's a former Aggie.
Yeah. Kyler Murray under 21.5 completions tonight. Under 21.5 completions.
That's not a bad one.
And then two Seahawks for you. The running back, Kenneth Walker. I got over 52.5 rushing yards for him. And then Cooper Kupp. Been very quiet, the veteran receiver. Not expecting him to go off tonight, but I do expect him to catch more than 3.5 balls. So Cooper Kupp, over 3.5 receptions tonight for the Seahawks. Those are your five best bets. What do y'all like, boys?
I think I like all those player prop bets. Had you lost yesterday and been in the red, I think I'd have been over that Cooper Kupp one. I would have been forced to jump on that. Fortunately for me, and you know what I'm dealing with after having to buy those floors and those doors. I fortunately Tyler came through
keep
last
fighting,
night,
man. Keep fighting,
and I have to spare that. At $100, I was going to throw on. Let's not lie. I'm going to throw $100, but whatever I was going to throw on there, I don't have to do. But I like the player props. Cooper Kupp, I like the most, and Kenneth Walker too.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Seahawks.
Yeah, so you are. Yeah,
I like the Cardinals.
You're right.
Yeah,
I like the Cardinals. All right, Luke, we appreciate you. You fantastic job as always. Again, appreciate the Bud Light staff, Bud Light in general, for helping us out. The staff here, Buffalo Wild Wings in general, our guy Matt, great job. The engineer keeping us on the air. Osita, promo staff, doing a great job. Tyler, of course, doing things back at the spot and holding us down as well as we will be tomorrow. Remember, Football Friday again. We will be in Katy. Pop Stroke, come on out 2 to 6 and enjoy yourself with the drive. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. A lovely day. Tyler, it happened again. My man came up. It happened again. Somebody else came to me, said they surprised I was black. Yeah, my man said, "Wow, I'd have never guessed it." Yeah, I'm talking about you. I ain't gonna put you out there. I don't know where you're supposed to be, so I ain't gonna put you out there. Hey, my man gonna say, "I didn't know you was black." I said, "Damn, what the hell? I mean, what the hell? I mean, how do I sound? I know I don't sound like a
Pacific Islander."
Oh. always seems to know the way.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.